Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cobalt Red, How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives by Siddharth Kara is an investigative non-fiction book about the human and environmental cost of cobalt mining in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kara, known for his research on modern slavery and forced labor, uses field reporting and interviews to document the conditions inside artisanal and militia-linked mining zones. The book explains how cobalt, a key ingredient in lithium-ion batteries, connects Congolese labor conditions to everyday technologies such as smartphones, laptops, and electric vehicles. Its purpose is not only to describe a resource economy, but also to expose the moral contradictions behind clean energy and digital convenience when the supply chain depends on exploitation, child labor, and ecological damage. It is both a human rights report and a critique of global consumption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cobalt mining in Congo as a human rights crisis. The central argument of the book is that cobalt extraction in the Democratic Republic of Congo is not simply an industrial activity, but a system shaped by severe labor abuse. Kara shows how many miners work in dangerous pits with little protection, low pay, and almost no legal safeguard. The book places special emphasis on child labor, coercion, and the vulnerability of impoverished families who depend on mining to survive. This framing matters because it shifts the reader away from seeing cobalt as an abstract commodity and toward recognizing the people whose bodies absorb the costs of production. By focusing on labor conditions rather than market statistics alone, Kara makes a broader case about modern slavery, showing how exploitation can persist in globalized industries even when end products appear advanced and harmless. Secondly, how the global battery supply chain hides exploitation. A major strength of the book is its tracing of cobalt from local mines to international technology and automotive markets. Kara demonstrates that the supply chain is long, opaque, and often intentionally difficult to audit. This matters because consumers typically encounter cobalt only at the endpoint, in batteries for phones, computers, and electric cars, while the hazardous extraction remains invisible. The book argues that corporate claims of ethical sourcing are often weakened by the mixing of artisanal and industrial supply streams, as well as by weak oversight in mining regions. Rather than presenting exploitation as an isolated local problem, Kara shows that it is embedded in commercial systems that benefit wealthy companies and consumers. The result is a critique of supply chain responsibility if a material is indispensable to modern life. Then the institutions profiting from it cannot plausibly treat labor abuses as someone else's problem. Thirdly, the contradiction between green technology and dirty extraction. Cobalt Red is especially powerful because it challenges the assumption that environmentally branded technologies are automatically ethical. Cobalt is essential for lithium-ion batteries, which support electric vehicles and renewable energy infrastructure. Yet the book shows that the extraction process can be socially brutal and environmentally destructive. Kara uses this contradiction to argue that decarbonization can still reproduce harm when it depends on extractive systems that sacrifice vulnerable populations. This is one of the book's most important analytical contributions because it complicates simplistic narratives of progress. Readers are pushed to see that a lower carbon future is not inherently a just future. The book therefore expands the ethics of climate action beyond emissions reduction alone, insisting that labor rights, local health, and environmental protection must be considered together. In this sense, the book is as much about the moral limits of green growth as it is about mining. Fourthly, field reporting and testimony as the book's core method. Kara's approach relies on direct reporting in mining areas and on testimonies from Congolese miners and communities. This method gives the book much of its force because it grounds large-scale economic claims in concrete human experience. Instead of using distant analysis to describe suffering, Kara brings readers into the lived reality of pits, tunnels, and contaminated landscapes. That choice is important because it creates evidentiary credibility while also giving voice to people who are usually absent from discussions of technology supply chains. The book functions as investigative journalism, but it also has the structure of moral witness. It seeks to document conditions that global institutions often ignore or minimize. This method also helps explain why the book is so effective in policy and classroom settings. It is not just an argument about exploitation. It is a documented account built from firsthand observation and testimony, which makes its critique harder to dismiss. Lastly, corporate accountability, consumer complicity, and the limits of reform. The book ultimately asks who bears responsibility for the harms tied to cobalt mining. Kara does not present the problem as one that can be solved by individual consumer purity alone, because the supply chain is too complex for simple ethical shopping to eliminate all risk. At the same time, he rejects the idea that corporations can distance themselves from mining abuses while still profiting from the finished products. This tension gives the book its ethical force. It argues that meaningful change requires stronger oversight, better labor protections, and pressure on companies to improve traceability and sourcing standards. The book is especially useful because it does not treat accountability as a slogan. It shows why reform is difficult when poverty, corruption, and global demand reinforce one another. Readers are left with a realistic understanding of how responsibility is distributed across miners, intermediaries, firms, regulators, and consumers, and why structural change is necessary. In conclusion, Cobalt Red is best suited for readers interested in human rights, global supply chains, environmental justice, business ethics, and contemporary resource politics. It will also be valuable for students and researchers who want a clear, field-based account of how modern consumer technologies are linked to labor exploitation in the Congo. The book offers practical benefits by improving supply chain literacy and by helping readers understand why ethical sourcing is so difficult in extractive industries. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects hidden labor conditions to broader questions about globalization, corporate responsibility, and the real costs of green technology. What sets it apart from many books on mining or technology ethics is its firsthand investigative approach. Kara does not write from a distance or rely mainly on theory. He documents conditions through travel, interviews, and direct observation. That gives the book a level of urgency and credibility that makes it stand out in its category, especially for readers who want more than a general critique and instead need a grounded, evidence-driven exposure of systemic abuse. If you would like to support Siddharth Kara, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.